This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairying in Virginia is alive and well, and that's where John Clark is with a special interview from the Virginia Dairy Expo.
We're talking with Eric Paulson of Virginia State Dairymen's Association.
We're here in Rockingham County in Dayton, Virginia. So we have about half the dairy farms here are in Virginia. And here, you're sitting here, we can probably see about 25 dairy farms from where we are right now. So it's good to be able to hear right in the heart of dairy country.
Let's talk a little bit about Virginia State Dairymen's Association. Tell us about the checkoff dollars.
Yeah, this is what we call a set-aside program. So it's completely voluntary. And what it is, it's based on milk prices. We're one of the few organizations so that when milk prices rise, dues rise. But when they fall, they also fall. So we thrive when the dairy farmers thrive and vice versa.
And what is the goal of Virginia State Dairymen's Association?
We're here to promote and liaison to the community. So we work in Richmond with legislative affairs, with public relations, education, pretty much anywhere where the dairy farmers are needed to be at the seat of the table. We kind of go as the voice of the Virginia dairyman.
What are the hot button issues that you're working on right now? Are there anything pressing on dairy producers' minds?
Well, a big one we just got through the last General Assembly was with dairy margin coverage reimbursement. So we have the DMC program that FSA offers, and Virginia now has a program that we help put into place that if a dairy farm has a nutrient management plan, they're eligible to have their Tier 1 coverage premium reimbursed. So that was something we've gotten now for the next 2 years that we're really excited about. And we were also able to get some funds related to the pandemic onset about some of the surcharges and dumped milk costs that the dairy farmers experienced. That we have the state now helping to offset some of those losses this upcoming year.
For those that aren't familiar with their market, what percent is fluid milk here in the market?
We're about 75% fluid and 25%. So that's about flip-flop. If you look at the rest of the country, it's about 25-75 the other way. So we're very fluid-dependent here in Virginia. But we are seeing more growth in some of the cheese, ice cream, especially some of those value-added products. I think there's a growing recognition that people are eating more dairy products, but especially in those cheese, butter, cream, yogurt, things like that. So here in Virginia, we're starting to slowly diversify into some of those other products that really have that high value to them.
Yeah, so is whole milk an issue here in Virginia at all?
Yeah, that's a great thing you asked. That's a big push right now is letting people know. That's actually one of the bright spots in the dairy, in the beverage industry. Overall, fluid sales have been down, but whole milk is actually one that has shown some growth. We're actually seeing people coming back to whole milk. So I think it was demonized for so long, but now people are starting to recognize, hey, you know what, maybe it wasn't as bad as what that earlier research says, that new research coming out saying it's better. It tastes better, for one thing. Pennsylvania, they're definitely the leaders in that. I think Pennsylvania with their 97% milk.
Eric, some of the states, including New York, are seeing a bottleneck, no pun intended, in the ability to process milk, and that's really challenging them, and they don't see any more processing expansion. Is that an issue here in Virginia?
It is. I mean, we have processing, but it's not really where the dairy farms are. Like we said, we're here in the heart of dairy country, and most of the milk has to travel 2 to 4 hours away at minimum. And so that's a real issue, especially with the way transportation costs are now, having a lot of issues with getting haulers. So we're seeing some, but that is something we're actually working with the governor on, and the economic development is trying to recruit more processing to Virginia. Fluid milk, obviously, that's still king, but we'd also like to see some of those kind of artisanal cheeses, things like that, to kind of help diversify the products we have here in Virginia. But that is something, I think, just if nothing else, just from a transportation thing, we'd like to see more of it closer to dairy country.
Do you see the expansion of on-farm processing or producers processing their own milk and really getting closer to the consumer?
We did see a lot of growth in that here in probably the last 10, 12 years, and especially it's if you have a good population center nearby. There's only so much saturation that a market can handle. So we have seen some success down with Homestead outside of Roanoke. We have Mount Crawford Creamery. We have a couple throughout the state, and they've had some good success there being close to the people. But that's the key thing. And a lot of ours are more removed from the kind of the urban centers, so it becomes a little bit more difficult to have that. But there is more of that, and I think we are going to see, like I said, some of that on-farm cheese making. I think that's kind of the next market we're seeing that has real potential, because there's some real value in those, especially those artisanal cheeses.
Any last comments?
Well, like I said, thank you for being here, for supporting this. We're really excited. Like I said, I think it's a great opportunity for us to kind of get together and not have any real agenda, just share some fellowship. We have a lot of times these dairy farms are on their farm year-round. They really don't often get to sit there and talk to their neighbors except for events like this. So we really embrace that. We want this to be an opportunity just for have a good food, have good ice cream and milk, and then be able to talk with your neighbors, talk with the exhibitors, and have a great time, and then be able to go home afterwards. And so that's what producers seem to want, and that's what we're embracing.
Amen to that, and we're happy to be here to support Eric. Eric Paulson with Virginia State Dairymen's Association, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Our thanks to John Clark with that special interview from the Virginia Dairy Expo. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com.